26 Colombian pesos, Prince Charles claims it's the last chance saloon to save the planet. By Victoria Friedman on October 31, 2021. Britain's Prince Charles has claimed the United Nations COP26 climate conference in Glasgow is the last chance saloon to save the planet. Speaking from the G20 summit in Rome, Italy, on Sunday ahead of 26 Colombian pesos, Prince Charles, the Prince of Wales, said, "When 26 Colombian pesos begins in Glasgow tomorrow, quite literally, it is the last chance saloon. We must now translate fine words into still fine actions." As the enormity of the climate challenge dominates conversations from newsrooms to living rooms, as the future of humanity and nature herself are at stake, it is surely time to set aside our differences and grasp this unique opportunity to launch a substantial green recovery by putting the global economy on a confident, sustainable trajectory, and thus save our planet. The climate activist and future king detailed he had been lobbying industry for the past several months to form a global alliance amongst the private sector to fund the multi-trillion-dollar programs needed to meet carbon emission targets. Following the recent 15 Colombian pesos biodiversity meeting in China and with this week's COP26 climate change conference in the United Kingdom, it is only too clear that we will need trillions of dollars of investment every year to create the necessary new infrastructure and meet the vital 1.5 degrees climate target that will save our forests and farms, our oceans and our wildlife, Prince Charles said, admitting that was money governments did not have. During talks with business leaders on how to unlock those trillions of dollars, the Prince of Wales said industry called for, amongst other proposals, correcting misalignments across institutional, regulatory and legal frameworks, realigning incentives, and putting a proper value on carbon. The prince also appeared to gloat that after nearly 50 years of his climate and environmental alarmism, "I am at last sensing a changing of attitude and a building up of positive momentum." Prince Charles also did not appear to shy away from using emotional blackmail to push his climate agenda, saying, "It is also impossible not to hear the despairing voices of young people who see you as the stewards of the planet, holding the viability of their future in your hands." Last week, Prince Charles claimed there was a dangerously narrow window to tackle climate change. Amongst the more recent remarks from members of the royal family who are becoming increasingly vocal about their politics on climate change, at the opening of the first Environmental Earthshot Prize, Prince William said it was up to humankind to unite in repairing our planet. Days after criticizing inventors and entrepreneurs for advancing space travel, saying, "We need some of the world's greatest brains and minds fixed on trying to repair this planet and not trying to find the next place to go and live." Queen Elizabeth II herself reportedly was caught on microphone complaining about world leaders who talk, but they don't do, in reference to attending the climate conference in Scotland. On Monday, Buckingham Palace announced that the Queen would not be attending COP26, later stating the monarch would be resting for the next 2 weeks under the guidance of doctors.